Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, I want to bring you a kingdom word. Because after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, for 40 days, he was only speaking on the kingdom of God or the kingdom system to the same congregation for 40 days. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the essence of resurrection is to bring us kingdom life again. We will look at that as we go along. But today my message is entitled The Power of Life. Matthew chapter 22. And then verse 23. The same day the Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came to him and asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses said that if a man dies having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there was with us seven brothers. The first died after he had married, and having no offspring, left the wife brother. Likewise, the second also, and the third, even to the seventh. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of the seven will
she?
For they all had heard. Jesus answered and said then, you are mistaken, or you
are,
or as in the Greek, you are in deception, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. May the Lord add his blessing, his illumination, his grace to the reading of the word. Amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to love life and days. You know, some people do not love life. They do not love life because of the many challenges that life brings to them. The financial and the social challenges of life becomes too much for them. So they prefer to be dead than alive. You'll be amazed that all of us, we are here, we look so nice today.
Now,
but there are some people that deep down they wish they are not alive, they are not on earth. I mean, why all these trouble? Let me just die and go.
Hallelujah. Amen.
They start from men of God to whoever in the church. Have you seen a man of God who has so much pressure on him that he says literally, Lord, it's okay, let me come home. But ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to love life and to see good days. Because there is power in life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People who do not love life, they develop suicidal tendencies, suicidal living. They live a suicidal life. That is where they become careless with their lives.
And they become unmindful of the evil consequences of their bad attitude. They are aware that their attitude is not good, but they care less. They say, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, should be. They are tired of life. They are not taking a rope to hang themselves by the ceiling in their room, but they are living a suicidal life. They don't love life anymore.
Na edu san pampanso na woni pampaso obetena sibiom na abrabo na wo bonu niamo a oyen onim se eduowo bebre no nanso ensansa won no nim kwanti yesese wo ye biara ebe ha na abrabo no obeye emfa ho se dia ehaw no de beba no so obeye sansa wo pesu.
For such people, the thought of the morning is like a nightmare unto them.
Na sawo ni anu oda na de bechi na na chese ne haw kase na sori.
Because of the evil and harsh realities of life.
Esa abrabo mu ni akoso anani tuya daadante.
For some people, they dislike life. They don't love life because of the demands that they face from religious people.
Ebinu mu so no enkwa. Esa sa wo hwe ni wo nipa nsese de man na eya won pe.
These religious people, they speak so much about God's high standards for humanity in such a way that people who hear them, they are not comfortable, they are not happy. They feel like, life, what kind of thing is this? How can I ever live to please God? How can I ever meet the high demands and standards of God? So they are tired of life.
Ebinu so wo ha, wo mo betie wo nyame asam fi nyame krofo bi ho a, na wo nyame sese dia to ho a, omo kan kire wo mo no. E wo sura kwosi se wo hwe ni ni pesu ni ni ban a, enya de obetumi aye bibi biara dia so nyame ani da. Esa se wo nyame sese na ye den, se wo betumi adi so. Safo no so ya no pesu wo mku.
I came to encourage you today.
Ena me baba se un cry.
That no matter the high demands of God that are placed on your head,
emfa ho nya wo nyame na sam wo hwehwe se wo beye e wo wabra bo.
Jesus paid the price for it.
Hallelujah. Yes, tia saka ni nyina.
You know, when you preach the high demands of God for humanity,
sa wo chete wo nyame asemu na wo ka ne wo nyame hwehwe wo sosososo edema wo nipa.
Although it looks glorious and noble to talk about God's high demands on his children, it looks so glorious, it looks so clean and noble, yet the Bible says that you are ministering death.
Na wo mo se wo ba kika sa no ma we nyina me nya we wo nyame hwehwe we ye we me nko ha me ma ha wo kika ni nyina be kirawo na so nyame asema ya ti ase se we nyina yo nyame ade a wo hwehwe fi ye ho na mo ma ye wo daada asema owuo e na wo ka kire wo nipa.
But when you preach the meeting of the high demands of God on humanity by our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross,
hallelujah,
you minister life to them.
Wa se na mo no nyame hwehwe wo ye ho ni nyina sa wo gina so na wo ka se enam Kristo so no watumi aye we nyina de aba ye de a ene na enkwa ana wo ka kire nipa.
The Bible talks to us about the ministration of death written and engraved in stones.
Na babo ma ye ti ase se sa wo wu ansami eya de a ye atro ne gu mo po so.
That is talking about the Ten Commandments, which were written with the finger of God upon stone. The Bible calls it a ministration of death.
Na sa emran samudu na mose kwa ji na egubu baso no babu mayati asia se edi owo nena.
Although it is glorious,
ewa muse eyen monyam shadie,
but the Bible also talks about a certain glory that is higher than that.
Na babu nusu kasafa en monyam shabia esusini sa en santra ya wabu baso.
That is where you talk about what Jesus Christ has met for you. The Bible says that in Romans chapter 8 verse 5. Can we look at it?
Romans 4 woma tin watwe ho asem bi wo ho pa.
It says that the righteous demands of the law
wase wo emramu no enoma na hwehwe sɛ yɛbɛyɛ no
have been fulfilled in us.
Na wo yemu no wama sanema
not fulfilled by us.
Na wanka sɛ yɛn ɛna yɛyɛ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you cannot fulfill the righteous demands of the law.
Ɛsan sɛ wo onipa wo tena ho yi ɛnya dia wo bɛtumi adi wo Nyankopɔn mransɛm ne nyinaa so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says that it is fulfilled in us.
Bible no say sa mransɛm no ahyɛ ma ɛwɔ yɛ mu.
Romans 8:5 by the Lord Jesus.
Ɛnam Kristo so.
Hallelujah.
Romans 4:18 mu enum.
Wonderful. So I want you you to understand that on the cross of Calvary, Jesus did a major thing for humanity. He said, I came to fulfill the law. He came to fulfill it in us. It is not by us. Neither is it seen necessarily in your life. But the thing is accomplished in you. As long as you walk not according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will give you an example. There is a reason why Jesus Christ resurrected from death. Look at Romans chapter number 4 now.
Romans 4 numa 8:9.
And then verse 25.
Chichemu edionu enum.
Romans chapter 4 verse 25.
Romans 4 numa 8:9 chichemu edionu enum.
The Bible says over there.
Na Bible na say
that Jesus was delivered up.
O si Yesu ye yinamai.
Because of our offenses.
Esa ya boninti.
But he was raised.
Hallelujah. Na mom ya ma wa sorry.
Because of our justification. Do you understand what we just read? Because it's an amazing piece of scripture. The Bible says that it is because we were sinners that Jesus was delivered. In other words, that Jesus died. He died because we were sinners. He didn't need to die if we were righteous. But the reason for his death is that we were sinners. The Bible gives us the reason for his being raised. Why was Jesus raised from the dead? The Bible says that it is because of our justification. It means that when God saw you as righteous, justified just means that you are righteous.
Now, so what can say? You are justified. What can say? You can say we are trinini prekope.
When God saw you as righteous,
because
Jesus had carried all your sins on the cross.
Yes, you are somewhere we are. We have born in our sweat. You can say you are.
When he was okay, that your sin had passed on to Jesus.
So we born in you now. You are trying to show God Jesus.
And Jesus's righteousness had passed on to you. When he saw your righteousness, then he raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
Hallelujah.
So
hallelujah.
The fact that Jesus rose again on the third day is a sign to us. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That you and I, we are righteous before God. Otherwise, he should have stayed there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus paid the price that we could not pay.
Yes,
and when you owe somebody, and another person comes to pay your price for
you,
the person must get a receipt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because this is a legal thing that is taking place. It is taking place before a very righteous judge. Who has to justify us righteously? Without breaking his laws. So when Jesus was raised from the dead, it became the receipt that our debt
hallelujah
had been
paid.
Because when you take a receipt from somebody that you owed, it means that the person accepts the price that you gave him. There is no way you can pay your debt and not receive a receipt. So the resurrection of Jesus resurrection of Christ
and it
is the receipt that Jesus
hallelujah that
I have finished paying the
price for this
because of his love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
So we have righteousness before God. That is why the Bible says in the book of Colossians chapter
2
that God took all the handwriting of requirements that were contrary to us and he nailed it to the cross. You didn't see that. All that you saw on the cross was that this is the King of the Jews.
Hallelujah.
Greek, Hebrew and Latin. But Jesus spiritually took your, the Bible calls it, your certificate of debt that you owe God. He took the certificate of debt and nailed it to his
hallelujah. Previous now forever. And our come and our diabos are senior. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter
15.
And then verse
7.
What does the Bible say there?
Bible ne se den wo ho.
Wow.
Sure.
I came to tell you one thing.
Mi baba ka san ba ko pa na chere.
If you believe that Jesus resurrected on the third day.
Sa wuji tum sa Christo wu sore ena ne ansa ne dia.
You must believe that you are righteous.
And then wa sa wuji tum sa wo yetri ni.
You are righteous before God.
Wo nyankopo anim no wo yetri ni.
And righteousness means this.
Na ya ka tri ni ya se na chere.
It means that you can get it right all the time. It means that God has defaulted you from
hallelujah.
The spirit.
Hallelujah. Sha wo dia bia ukuta mobile phone ukuta tu sim na wo dia wa ye ne cell phone no tigonko na bibia mra so chese wa wase sa ade ne se tigonko na Vodafone dia memende eno ni default no eno ti emra wa dia tum se se Christo wa wu asore na nansa dia ene awu onyankopon asesa wen kan no na obia wo ye Vodafone na wo ye bone a ene dia wa sesa wa ye wu blue wa ma wa ye tigwa ye trene esa se sa na wo nyame hu fa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Righteousness is not all about sin. It goes beyond it to the derivatives of sin. So that you get it right than wrong. So that you succeed and fail. So that you live a kingdom life than a religious life. So that you live in victory than defeat. I came to tell you today that God programmed something in you. He has calibrated you anew. Whereas at first you were getting it wrong all the time. Now you have been set. You have been programmed to get it right.
Now
that is how righteous you are.
I receive it. And the sana ya pesa wuti asa wuti ni ya nsana pesa wulu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because some people they live in error all the time.
Nebinu mja dani na dobe ya biya ya bone.
Such were the Sadducees.
Sadducees for sana mti.
Wow. When they are choosing what their subjects, they make a mistake.
Oh, error.
Yeah. When they are choosing a life partner, they make a mistake.
Hey!
When they are choosing a job, they make a mistake. What else? You see that, no, the extremities aside, you see that their life is prone to error.
Who
the
said?
Decisions that they make is erroneous. The understanding that they have is erroneous.
Now, to me, who says, I do not be a one to be a error. So, or do not be a one, I'm papa, no, I bet you no error. Be a error.
These are people who need help all the time.
Where you're Crawford, then you're not just a woman.
You have to guide them all the time.
I was a woman, no, be a woman.
You have to babysit them all the time.
Then you know, I saw to be a knee for sake, was said,
don't choose this one, choose this one.
Then you know, I bet you for women, for away, for away.
Don't make this decision, do make this decision. Don't think like this. Don't have this understanding. It is Lord of the kingdom. Have a different one.
Now you catch a woman.
They are people who can worry you. But if you understand that on the cross, Jesus Christ defaulted you and set you
Hallelujah.
To right.
So when you say Christo woman or the wood to ye dear,
then you see that you have more right than wrongs.
And you're not done in a bibia ubeyebia ebeko yes and say bonnet.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was the problem of the Sadducees.
Now Sadducees no more how near.
Jesus was not only weary, if you like, he was not only tired by the question that they gave him. Let me give you a little background before I
preach.
You see, when Jesus entered Jerusalem after the triumphant, he had to spend 5 days in Jerusalem before he
killed.
This was to fulfill scripture. Thank God for five and thank God for his grace.
Hallelujah.
So various people examined him. The chief priest began it. The Pharisees had their chance. The Sadducees had their chance.
The Sadducees
had their chance. The whole of Israel had his chance. But all of them could not floor the spotless Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Wow. When the Sadducees got their chance, because they did not believe in the resurrection, they asked Jesus a very difficult question. Based upon the Bible, I said based upon the Bible, that if you do not have a kingdom of understanding of issues, you will be flawed totally. What did they ask? They painted a picture that there were seven brothers. The firstborn had a wife. And according to Moses' law, if they don't have a seed or a children, the brother should marry the woman and have children in the name of the dead brother. So the firstborn married this lady, they didn't have children and died. The secondborn married this woman and they didn't also have children and died. The third born married this lady, didn't have children, and died.
Up
to number 7. Abba.
Menopause.
Kind of case.
Hey, sorry, baby.
Abba. Say 7, they all, and then they ask Jesus, now in the resurrection, whose wife is she going to? Because they all married her.
Hey.
According to the law of God.
What a shock. Omo bisa say, yes, some man swing na ware mami. Na, oh, sorry, emre, no, why you ni abaka so, no,
Jesus gave them a kingdom
answer.
He said that, look, you are mistaken. You have a spirit of error on you. In the Greek, I've studied this thing very well. He says that you are living in deception. It wasn't just their question, it was their whole life. He says the reason is that you don't know the Old Testament scriptures. And you don't know the power of God. Wow. That is why you are are living in error. Ladies and gentlemen, if we do not know that life is greater than death, if we do not believe in the resurrection, I tell you what, we will live a life of error. So God wants us that we will see the superiority of life over death. Because if you do not know the Old Testament scriptures about Jesus, you will underestimate the superiority of life over death. I want you to know today every kind of life is more powerful than death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spiritual life is more powerful than spiritual death. Because spiritual life will load spiritual death.
Physical
death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because life is greater, life is older, life came before death came. So through Jesus' resurrection, we learn that life is superior to death. Life is more powerful than death. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you believe in righteousness by the resurrection of Jesus, unlike the Sadducees, your decisions will be right. Yeah, hallelujah.
Amen.
It will be the kingdom type. Maybe I have to show you something in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2 and then verse 4 and 5. Ephesians 4 and 5. The Bible says that God was rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. Verse 5 now. Even when you were dead in trespasses, made us alive together. Please underline alive together. It's powerful. Alive together with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The question you have to ask yourself, when did Jesus die that he has to be alive? It was on the cross. That was when he died. Dead on the third day. The Bible says that we were made alive together with Jesus. When he resurrected, we were also resurrected together.
Hallelujah.
Go to verse
6.
God resurrected us also together with him. But you ask yourself, what is the reason why he resurrected? Why did we resurrect together with him? Look at the scripture. And made us sit together. Please underline sit together. In heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
wo Kristo.
You know what this one means? It means that the essence of the resurrection is for you to be exposed to kingdom life.
Once
you are on this earth,
whilst
you are going to school, there is a kingdom life for you. For which reason Jesus Christ on this third day was resurrected. It is so that you will sit together with him.
Hallelujah.
In the heavenly kingdom. Whilst you are on this earth, you live the kingdom life. That is the reason for the resurrection. The Sadducees could not enjoy this because they didn't believe in the resurrection. Because of that, their life was full of
mistakes.
But if you believe in the resurrection, let me say it in other words, if you believe that the kingdom life is for you now, your direction is going to come from
Hallelujah.
And there will be no mistakes at all in your life. Because you have been set to get it right. Hallelujah. Life is powerful and supreme because Jesus is your life. It doesn't just have life, but he is life itself. Bible says that in him we live and we move and we have our being. Because he doesn't just have life, he is life. I said he is life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some people do not believe in Jesus, but they are alive. Their life is coming from Jesus. Because whether you realize it or not, believe it or not, because he is life,
yes,
you live and you move and you have your being on this earth in him. Life is powerful than death. Because there is automatic growth in life. Only things which are alive can grow and can develop and can progress. Dead things have no power of increase. I'll say it again. If something is alive, it has an automatic power to grow. But if something is dead, it can't grow. It has no power in it. It can only deteriorate. If something is dead, it can only deteriorate into nothing.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.